Hello, this is Nick.
Nick, it's Nadine again. Oh, you're driving,
you.
Hi, hon.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I am.
It's okay, no worries. I was like, hello? Did you hit the mute button, Nick?
No, I was like, dang it.
That you're like, what again. The heck? Okay, so real quick, I want to go over the package with you that I think would be the most suitable for you, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be our platinum package because it includes both Google and it also includes Facebook marketing. Now, I do want to make sure you're not just doing hauling. I noticed that you also do dumpster rentals, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. So primarily what you do is the dumpster rentals. You do the hauling. What? You do paver installation and tree service too?
We do tree removal. Like if the tree is already fallen down, then we'll remove that. But we don't do any stump grinding. We're essentially a junk removal and a moving company. We offer dump trailer services.
Awesome. And you're veteran owned. Are you a veteran?
I'm not a veteran, but my partner is, yes.
Oh, very nice. What branch do you know?
He's part of the U.S. Army branch.
Oh, wow. Is he there with you?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, you will need to thank him for his service. It is greatly appreciated. And I'm glad that I'm clarifying that with you. So I'm going to put you guys in for the veteran discount because he is a vet. Okay?
Awesome.
So, yeah. So what this is going to do is going to bring down your monthly cost to $249 a month. Now, it will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. Nicholas, that's just to cover your programming. Okay? The initial investment is going to be $348 to get it started. You pay $249 every month after that. No contracts, no click fees, no taxes, no hidden charges. This is a true flat rate. What this would include is us getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile. We're going to optimize it and maintain it on that first page by your keywords and search terms. We're going to also list you on Bing as well. And then we submit you to Yelp. Facebook ads is included. Facebook ads will retarget as soon as someone does that search on Google. And even if they didn't call you, but they're looking for your services, they go to Facebook, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. We could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on that ad, they're going to call you directly. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. And then your website, by the time your website's completed, we're just going to attach it where your business is listed. We're not going to mess with your website or make changes. We just want to make sure it's attached. And then we also cover what we call the mobile platform so that whenever someone does a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can also see you on that first page by utilizing any of those devices. It would be pretty much covering all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program, as I mentioned. And that's, again, with no contracts.
That's awesome. Okay. So you said this is the platinum package. Now,
yes.
What is it? It was recently brought up to me a monthly payment of $199. What package was that? And what was the difference between the two?
Who gave you that price? Do you mind if I ask?
I have no idea what his name was, so I guess
okay.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you, Nicholas, a $199 package, honestly, is not something I would offer you. It is available, but it's what we call our local-only package. Okay, so the $199 local-only, what that gives you is no Facebook advertising at all, no ad campaigns. Basically, what that package does, it's the super basic. It gets you on the first page, right? It includes the directory submission and the mobile platform. There's just no Facebook advertising and no Google ads. Local only gets you found in your zip code, and it's only going to cover 5 to 10 miles, what Google considers your local area. So in order for you to get found outside of what your local area is there on the local map, we either have to run Facebook ads or Google ads. I recommend for you, to be quite honest, Nicholas, the Facebook ads because it's going to be a better conversion rate for you guys, and they're not as expensive as the Google ads. And to be quite honest with you, you guys are a new business. I don't think it's a good idea to be investing in the Google ads quite yet. Get some more revenue first before you start investing in that.
Okay.
If you went, you could start. I mean, yeah, you could start with the local only package. You're looking at $199, and then it has the $99 setup fee, right? The only thing is that I look at it like this. And don't get me wrong, because I know even for me, $50 can go a long ways. I mean, literally, you would probably fall over if I told you I put $50 in my gas tank yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not even at a half. And I drive a Ford, you know, but an SUV. So $50 can go a long ways, but with the difference of paying $50 more, you're getting Facebook ads included, which Facebook ads can retarget up to 50 miles if you wanted. Now, I don't recommend pushing up that far because you're still keeping it within 25 miles, but it's the Facebook ads that are going to really get you there. You know what I mean? To give you that good conversion rate.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. So, all right, so the difference with that one, you said it would be $249 a month, and then now, and then a $99 setup fee. Is that every month, or is that just a one-time payment?
No, that's just a one-time, Nicholas. So, like, let's say, for example, we start today. If you said, Nadine, let's go for it. Today, you're going to pay the $348, okay?
Okay.
Next month, on the 28th of November, and this is even read to you in a voice verification recording for your protection, I'll state in there that November 28th, you would then be charged the discounted rate of $249 a month. Now, every month that you are with us on the 28th, you'll automatically be charged the $249. So even if you were with us for 6 years, Nicholas, that price will never change. You're grandfathered into that rate. Even though it's a rate that we offer for veterans, you know, it's kind of our way of saying thank you, right, for your service.
Right.
And it's considered offered to you because your partner, who is also a partner in the business, is a veteran.
Yeah.
So that's why I can apply that, you know, to your company, right? So you guys would still be at that same promotional rate each and every month that you're with us. We don't hold you to a contract. I mean, I'll tell you this, and I'm super transparent. I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. If at any time you decide, I don't want to do this anymore, right? I'm good, or whatever the case. The only thing I'm going to tell you is just at least make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We don't hold you hostage. In fact, even during the time that we're managing your Google profile and your Facebook page, the ads, you hold the ownership to all those pages. We're just managers. So even if you canceled with us, it's still your profiles. We're just no longer managing them.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so $249 every month after today. So what would be the initial payment today out the door, basically?
$348. Because it's the first month of the $249, and then you got the $99 setup fee. Correct.
Oh, I understand. Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense now?
I was thinking it was $348 plus $99.
You're like, what the heck? Okay. When is it out the door now? She's charging me her gas tank? No, I'm just playing.
No, you're okay.
Well, I think because we got cut off, and then it was like, wait a minute, I'm back on the phone with you. You know, so yeah, no. Today you would pay $348. That's
perfect.
It. Out the door.
Okay,
I promise,
no,
I'm not adding my Starbucks on there.
No, you're good. I was, from my understanding, it was my fault. I misunderstood. It sounded like $348 plus $99.
Oh, no.
We can go ahead.
It's good to have clarification on everything. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with that 100%. But, yes, we can go ahead and process that if you'd like.
All right. Let's get it started. It's going to take me about maybe 15 minutes, if that, to get everything set up. And then we'll schedule your client interview for tomorrow at a time that's going to be convenient for you, because that appointment takes a little bit longer, and I want to make sure that, you know, it's at a good time that you'll be available. What's the best email for you? Do you prefer Nick or Nicholas?
It doesn't matter, honestly.
Okay. All right. So what's the best email for you, Nicholas?
All right. So the best email I would say it'd be YNT, that's spelled Yellow Nancy Tom, moving and hauling at yahoo.com.
Is the and the word and or N?
It's spelled out and. Like
okay,
A-N-T.
Just wanted to make sure. I know sometimes when people have and, they'll just say like the N. Okay.
Yeah.
I know emails could be a little different. And this is an email that you check frequently, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So the first email that you're going to be receiving, there's going to be a series of two emails. The first one is going to come from Nadine. Both of them actually will be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And so the first one will say Google and Facebook marketing. I'm putting in there, as I mentioned to you, that the price is $249 a month, month to month, with just the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay? And everything that's included in that package. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that one is just going to give you an overview of our reporting system because you'll be able to track your results, too, to see what keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you received, how many times it clicked on your Facebook ad. And so I'm sending you an example of that. It's super important that you track your success with us, okay?
Okay.
So there goes the second one. Now, Nicholas, on this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want listed for the business, the 727-277-6839?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. And that's the best number for us to also reach you on, too, with any updates or questions that we might have? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to send you as well a text message. Now, this is going to have our customer service number. It's going to be our 877-635-6225 number. I am going to highly suggest that you save this number in your contacts under Local Splash. It's two words. So this way you never lose our phone number. Now, our hours of operation are always going to be Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're on the West Coast. You're 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always going to be here for you 10 to 7, okay? Anytime you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to call our customer service department, all right? Because we're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account here, okay?
Okay.
Now,
right.
I know that your first name is Nicholas. Your last name, I think I heard you mention it to Rachel. Is it Lesniak?
Yeah, Lesniak. Yes.
Oh, Lesniak. I almost pronounced it right. I have it as L-E-S-N-I-A-K, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to also notate your partner on the account in case he wants to make a change? He can do so? Or is it just going to be you?
Am I able to change that later on?
You can. Absolutely. If at any time you want to add him onto the account, I'm just saying, like, let's say one day you want him to call in for you because you were busy. If he's not noted on the account, he can't make the change. But you could always add him in later. It's not necessarily you need to do it right now. Okay?
Okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, I'll just add him in later then.
Okay. Company name. Y as in yellow, N as in Nick, P as in Tom, moving the word and hauling. Do you want the LLC included?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just so it looks a little more official.
And now the address that's associated with the business, I saw an address 11536 Hudson Avenue.
That's correct.
Okay. Is that by chance your home address? It shows the zip code 34669.
It is our home and our shop address, yes.
So I'm going to hide the address. You don't want that to appear anywhere on Google, right? It's not like a shop that people come to. Am I correct? It's like your home
office.
Yeah,
you're correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So we're going to hide the address. I mean, no one needs to know where you reside at, even though it is like your shop. Typically, you want the address to show like if someone's buying products. You know what I mean? So we'll hide it. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go over the billing. Okay, so for the payment, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
Right now, this card I'm using is in my name, but I do have a card that's in the business's name. If there's a
okay. Whichever card you prefer to use, it's up to you. Because this is going to be the one that's going to be on file.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll just use my card then. That's fine.
Okay. And how does your name read on the card?
It reads Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, E as in Edwin.
Edward. Okay.
Yes. And then Lesniak.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
It is 4270-8800-0406-0844.
Expiration month and year?
0728.
07 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
It is 614.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us, and I'm not going to process the payment yet until I walk you through our 90-second voice verification recording, because it'll outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well, Nicholas, that we'll send in writing with your invoice. So when I'm walking you through it, right, if there's something, anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. And it's because I do want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay. Now, the security question can be a choice of one of the three that I'm going to give to you. It can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
I'm going to do my mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
It would be Figueroa, and I can spell that for you.
Let me see if I got it. F-I-G-U-E-R-O-R-A.
Oh, you were so close. Yeah, you said F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, you had it right. You were dead on.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I know,
yeah,
sometimes.
You're amazing.
Yeah, sometimes I know that other people spell it. Like, I have a cousin that spells it with Figueroa, but they pronounce it Figueroa. But I'm like, the way you pronounce it, you don't put an R-A at the end. You have it without the R-A. It's just R-O-A at the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, the reason that I put the security question is because I want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you, you always ask, what's my security question? Because if anyone at any time ever hangs up on you when you ask that, you know it wasn't us calling, okay?
I understand.
Okay. Now I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this, Nicholas. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
YNT Moving and Hauling, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Nicholas Lesniak. I am the owner and CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
To get results as fast as possible, Nicholas, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. We know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might have other companies that are calling to try to sell you other type of online products, and they are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more money, okay, than the $249 a month. If at any time someone calls you, always ask, like I said, what's my security question? Because if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay?
I understand.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Could you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Actually, let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it. So what I'm saying here is this. We're not saying you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call first so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? That's what that means. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Your payment for the initial setup and account will be charged today's date, which is October 28th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Nicholas, this is a two-month verbal agreement. We're asking you to stick it out 2 months. So your second payment will be charged on November 28th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once that term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue that agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number that I asked you to save in the text message, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. Simple as that. There is no cancellation fee. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment. I want you to think of what your schedule looks like for tomorrow. I'm going to be blocking out an hour. The appointment, you don't need to be in front of a computer when you're talking to my technician. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. So what do you prefer, something, you know, midday, late in the afternoon? What do you prefer so I can see what we have?
What would be the latest they could call?
You know, I might have a 6 to 7 o'clock your time. So whatever time I give you is in your time zone. Let me pull it up. I actually have for tomorrow 6 to 7. Would that work for you?
That would be amazing.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. Now tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Let's say when we call you tomorrow, you're in the middle of something and you're like, I need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss this client interview, okay? Now,
okay.
I will send you a reminder an hour before to let you know when it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one actually calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, Nicholas, if I'm not available, then the technician's going to call you directly, okay? And then I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all set, okay? I know you're driving, so I'm just going to kind of explain to you what you're going to need to look for once you get somewhere safely, okay? Because I don't want you pulling it up while you're on the phone with me. I want you to be driving safely. So,
okay.
Under your services, okay, I mean, obviously, junk hauling, moving services as well, I heard you mention.
Yes, ma'am.
What, and then tree removal? Or what do you want me to put? Or tree hauling?
You could put, like, yard debris removal.
Yard debris removal? That's good. Okay, yard debris removal. Perfect. Do you do dumpster rentals? Do you want that noted on there? Okay,
dumpster
rentals. You know what? I bet you you're probably a better rate. Let me tell you, I try to order a dumpster out here in California. Everything's expensive. But I rented a dumpster. Like, I'm talking like a dumpster, right? Like the kind that you probably see in the back of a liquor store. It was like $120. Do you know that they were going to charge me extra for them to pick it up early? Because they gave it to me for 7 days. I had it full in one day, right? They told me, well, if we pick it up early, there's an extra charge. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because you're picking it up early? I told them, leave it the 7 days. I'll keep looking at it in my front yard. It's fine.
Yeah, what?
I'm not going to pay extra, right? Isn't that crazy? I know.
That's insane. How much extra were they charging you?
They were trying to charge me double. Like for a typical for a typical rental, I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. I think I got someone who didn't know what they were talking about or something. I was just so frustrated at that point. I was just like, I'm done. Never mind. My husband's all, maybe it was a new person. They didn't know what they were doing. I said, well, regardless, I don't even want to talk to anybody now because I'm frustrated.
Oh, no.
I know, right? I'm putting for residential and commercial, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No, we are licensed and insured.
Awesome. And then, I got your Facebook link. What, when your website's done, let us know so we can attach the link to it. Do you know what the website link is? Have they given you that yet or not yet?
Like what the website's going to be called, essentially?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The domain?
What is it? I told them I wanted to keep everything the same so that way everything's uniform.
Close to the business, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be yntmovingandhauling.com.
Once you have that, let us know. Yeah, let me know for sure. Hey, on your Facebook, it says house cleanouts, household moving, site cleanup, vehicle hauling, dump, trailer rentals. Do you want me to put those other ones on there, like the house cleanouts?
Yeah, you can put the house
as a keyword. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put that.
You can do, you can put demolition as a keyword. We do demolition as well.
Okay, perfect. Demolition. Okay, that's good. I'm glad I saw that. House clean out. You guys got a tough job, man, when you got to pull all the junk out everywhere.
Oh yeah, it gets nasty. I'll tell you that.
I couldn't imagine. And I'm putting 25 miles. And when we communicate with you, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I prefer phone and text.
Phone and text. And what are your hours of operation?
It would be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Good for you. Do you rest on Sunday? Good.
I spend the day with family. I go to church, and I'm pretty involved
That's so
in my church. So I,
Are you?
I
what kind
of
church do you go to? Do you mind if I ask?
No, not at all. I go to a non-denominational church. It's a real small, like, family church. And,
okay.
What is it? It's over here, like, in a... I don't know how well you know Florida, but it's over here in like a real like kind of like low end area. So it's a really nice and close knit church, and it's just like a family, and I really do love it there.
So you're a Christian, non denominational.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I grew up Catholic. However, I go to a Christian church as well. I mean, we're all Christian. We believe in Christ, but just different, I guess, denominations, right? The church that I go to, my husband and I are very involved. We're involved in, like, I do hospitality, but I also help with the children's ministry, which everybody always says, oh, God bless you, sister, like, we need to pray for you. I'm like, why do they say that when you work in the children's ministry?
Oh, Oh, because those little heathens, like, we love them, but it does take some extra work and love to deal with them.
It does. So it's hilarious.
I definitely do.
But we also work in the homeless. We do outreach. So just a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I took a team from our church, and a bunch of us went out there and gave out clothes to the homeless, mittens, gloves, you know, because it's starting to get cold. So that's kind of like where our heart is at right now. I kind of feel like that's where God has led us to serve in that area. Really sad when you listen to their stories and just being able to share the gospel and just let them know that God loves them, right? I mean, that's the biggest gift. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, when I talk to another believer, I'm just like, I love talking about the Lord. He's done such amazing things in my life, you know? And it's funny that you say your church is small, because ours isn't a really big church either. I mean, we're part of Praise Chapel, which is global. But I like a smaller church because, to me, you're more intimate, and I think there's more accountability, you know?
Yes.
Than being at a mega church.
That's it. Oh, you hit the nail right on the head, girl.
Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. Nicholas, what are the forms of payments that you take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App? Okay.
We take all.
So cash, check, you do Zelle?
Yeah, we take Zelle. We take debit, credit.
Oh, good. Awesome. Okay, perfect. Now, so there's two things. I know you're driving, so please, when you get safe to your destination and you can pull them up, I need you to look at them. There's going to be one that says Google verification pictures needed to get verified. Okay? So basically, what we send you is a list of pictures that we need, okay, from you. These pictures are not going to post online. It's just what we need to get you verified on Google, okay? So send us pictures of your work tools and or your work equipment, work truck, like the work vehicles that you use with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license, your business insurance. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. Whatever's on that list that you can send pictures of, send them. And whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay?
Awesome.
Now, the other one is going to be the initial invoice, okay? So this one basically is, it'll go on to say, hello, Nicholas, or welcome, Nicholas. Thank you for choosing Local Flash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Towards the bottom, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And what you'll do is you'll click on where it says click here, and it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. And what you're going to do, Nicholas, is you're going to scroll towards the bottom and find where your phone number is, where it says mobile phone, and there's these two little boxes right underneath of it. One is going to say, I agree to receive text messages to my phone, which are SMS messages. You're going to click in the little box to put the check mark that you're okay with us sending you text messages. The other box, when you click in it, what you're saying is that you certified that it's your name on the card that you provided and that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And then at the bottom, where there's a sign, it's a little arrow that says sign. In the box next to it, you're going to click inside it, and you're going to type your name as it reads there. All you're going to do is you're going to type in Nicholas space E, no period, space, and then you're going to put Lesniak. Did I say it right?
Lesniak.
Gosh darn it, I'm going to get it right. You're going to put Lesniak, okay? And then you just click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should take you to a page that says Local Splash username and password. That would be your client dashboard. Okay? So, the username, and I sent it to you in a text message, the username is your phone number with no dashes, just the phone number, just a straight number on it. Okay? Now, your password, let me pull it up here because I just had it. Where'd it go? The password is going to be all lowercase, and it's going to be one word, net, N as in Nicholas, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, B as in boy, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, G as in George. I'm going to resend it to you. So it's net bing, all one word. So that'll be your credentials. I'm going to resend it to you in a text message so you can save it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you don't get a chance to do it today, tomorrow when we call you, the technician will walk you through it. Okay? So the last thing, and then we're all done. Starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. Okay? You're going to add us on as managers to your Facebook page. The technician will walk you through it. Okay? Nothing complicated. You hold the ownership. Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in all the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, and those can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay? Now, what we state, Nicholas, in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, it states that with us getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and getting it on the first page, that can take between 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be the promise that we're going to give you. But I will tell you this. Many times I've seen it happen sooner. Okay? I know it seems like a long time, but I'm going to tell you, there's other companies that takes them 6 months. I like to under-promise and over-deliver. Okay? So that's why we get everything else up and running as quickly as possible, because we know it's important for you to start generating those calls. Now, I give you that timeline. It's not to say it'll take that long, but I would rather be under-promising and over-deliver. Okay? The sooner you can get those photos over to us and we can get you through the verification, the faster it's going to happen, right? So, your homework, start getting those photos uploaded on the link that we provided you so we can get those already implemented. Also, for the verification, also, as soon as you get the link or the domain name, because I want to confirm, you know, make sure you confirm with them which one it is that they selected. Once your website's done, provide us the link so that way we can attach it to your profiles, okay? And we're going to be also sending you notifications as each and every step is completed, so this way you're aware of the work that we're doing too, all right? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Nicholas, I am so blessed. I am not only, I mean, I'm talking about even the conversation that we just had shortly about, you know, being a believer and how involved you are in church too, like me. It's such a coincidence, you know, our church. Yeah, how like there's similarities. And I think it's amazing that you take Sunday off. My husband and I started doing that about 2 years ago. If you only knew our history and how God has just performed so many miracles in my husband's life, I mean, you could understand why he and I fully dedicate Sunday to church, fully, and family.
Yeah.
You know, we spent too many years working like maniacs, and it was like at the end of the day, we're still not rich, right? And
yeah.
we've missed out on so much. You know what I mean? And I would say, I'm glad you're doing this now because you sound young. You don't want to be my age and barely be getting it right this time. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking about in your walk with God, right?
Right.
It took me this long. I'm like, Jesus, you know, but it's okay. Better late than never, right?
That's
right. Oh, my gosh.
Amen.
I can't wait to share with my husband how we had those similarities. I think it's amazing.
Yes,
and I'm so excited
awesome.
That you've given us the opportunity to help you. So save your receipt for your tax purposes because it's a write-off, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
You are so
that.
Yeah, you were listen, any time that you spend money on your business, even if it's shirts, even if it's business cards, anything with marketing is a write-off.
Awesome.
I don't know if
okay.
you're aware of that, but yeah.
No,
something
yes,
to keep in mind.
Now I am.
Okay. Right, definitely. Okay, Nicholas. Well, if you have any questions from here to your client interview, my contact information is on the email. Please feel free and reach out to me. If you have any issues with signing the initial invoice, feel free and reach out to me. I'm here until 7 o'clock your time. Okay? I'm more than happy to help you. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you so
well,
much. I appreciate
you are so welcome. I hope you have a blessed evening, and we will talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Nadine. I look forward
all
to
right.
it.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.